Okay, today's daf is Erevin daf Yud Tes, and we are on Yud Ches Amid Beis. We're in all the Chazals. The Gemara quoted all the Chazals in the name of Rabbi Yirmiyah ben Elazar, and that's how we got a little expanded agadic discussion. Remember, the parak started off talking about osin pasin and making the diyumdin. So once we were talking about the diyumdin on daf Yud Ches Amid Aleph, so we speak about a number of other du or diyu. We spoke about the diyufra from the Mishnah Maseches Demai, which was the special fruit that one has to take off, be mafresh from, even though it is an example of a fig that's usually an inferior type of fig, but still you have to take off because it's a chashav type of fig. That was the diyufra. And then we went into the du partsuf of Adam and Chava when they were created, and that got us into various different chazals related to the Bria in the name of Rabbi Yirmiyah ben Elazar. We spoke about the spirits and the ruchos that Adam was molded, Vechulu, other things. We spoke about Noach. Let's pick up with a couple of lines from the bottom on Yud Ches Amid Beis. V'yomer Rabbi Yirmiyah ben Elazar, Kol Bayish and Nishman Bo Divrei Torah Balayla, Shuv Eino Nechrav. Any house that one hears Divrei Torah from at night, Shuv Eino Nechrav, it's forever. It's eternal. Shuv Eino Nechrav. There's a special bris that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has with those who not only learn Torah, Nishman Bo Divrei Torah Balayla. Torah is heard from there. There are shiurim, there are chavruses, a person is learning. Shnei amar, v'lo amar, as the pasuk says, v'lo amar, in Eov, ayeh alo kausai, a person will not say, where is Hashem my God? Which person? No sein zmiras palayla. The one who is no sein zmiras palayla, that somebody who learns zmiros, is an on lashon v'Torah at night, he won't ever have to say, ayeh alo ka, where is my God? Because he will always be there. As The Chazal says, Shuv Eino Nechrav, right? A special din, an idea of learning Torah at night. We mentioned in the past, but just to quote again, can't get enough of it, the Rambam in Perek Gimel of Hilchos Tam Torah, where the Rambam says, Afal pi she mitzvah l'lamod b'yom u'valayla, even though there's a mitzvah to learn every day and night of our life, b'yom u'valayla, ein adam lamed rov chachmaso ela balayla. But a person's rov chachma comes at night. Leficha, as the Gemara says in Kiddushin, lo ivri sad, lo ivri lelia el lagirsa. Right, as we'll have actually, Kiddushin talks about something else, but, that's where it's discussed. Lo ivri. It was created for the night. Leficha, misha ratzel azakos, bekesar haTorah. Therefore, one who wants to merit the crown of Torah, says the Rambam, yizaher bechol leilosav, velo yovan afilu achas lehen. He should be careful with every one of his nights. Everyone doesn't say this about days. Obviously, we have to learn every day and night. There's a special bris, special idea of learning at night. So somebody should be careful with all of his nights. V'lo yovad avilo achas behen. V'sheina, v'achila, v'shesia, v'sicha, v'chayosei behen. And not just spend the whole night eating and drinking and talking and sleeping. Ela, b'talmud Torah, v'divrei chachma. Except with Torah and Chachma, one obviously wanted to take care of their needs too. But that's what the Iker has to be. Amru Chachamim in Garnish al Torah el Alayla, Shemakum Yeroni Valayla. V'chal Osik Batorah Balayla, and then he quotes the Gemara. Anybody who's Osik Batorah at night, Chut Shel Chesed Nimshach Alav Bayom. He will have a Chut of Chesed of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that will be spread upon him Bayom. Shenemar Yomam Yitzav Hashem Chastov Yilayla Shirai Mi V'chulu. And then he quotes, V'chal Baya Shein Divrei Torah Nishman Bo Balayla, Eish Ochalto. Any house that does not have Torah in it at night, so then that house will be consumed by fire. Where does this come from? From our Gemara. That if one learns Torah at night, so then it will be Eino Nechrav. That's what the Kesavishti here quotes all the different Chazals throughout Shas relating to this idea. But again, Talmud Torah Balayla is a special idea that one always has to be careful about. Good. Let's continue. Says the Gemara. By the way, Rashi says on Shomei Torah Balayla, Olachi Nachag Laila Shehakol Nishma Meirachok. It's a more practical answer. Because at night, there are less sounds outside, so you can, the sound of learning Torah carries further. Called Nishma Meirachok. Whatever the Rambam says, no, it's a special conceptual idea of learning Torah at night. Rashi says, no, the whole point is to make sure everybody hears you learning, and at night, you know, it can be heard in an easier fashion. Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara, Amar Rebbe Yirmiyah ben Elazar, Miyom Shecharav Beis HaMikdash. From the day that the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, Dayo La'olam Sheyishtamesh B'Shteyosios. It's enough for the world to use the name of Hashem, the two-letter name, Shnei osios, shneamar, kol neshama, all souls, always, in every generation, tahalel ka, halleluka. We'll praise Hashem with the Shem Hashem ka. Halleluka. As Rashi quotes, the Shem HaMefurish is only used in the Beis HaMikdash. And that's why that cannot, as it said, literally, not the just saying Ado, like we say Bizman HaZeh, but it was said Bizman HaMikdash by the Kohanim. And that, the Gemara says, you remember Lazar says, since the Churban HaBayis, we don't say that name, we only say the Shem of Yud and Hey. As the other Chazal say, at the end of Bishalach, that name will only be Shalem once Amalek is wiped out. Good. The Amr Birmiya ben Elazar. Next statement in his name. Niskalu la Bavel, Niskalu Shechinaha. When Bavel was cursed, so then that curse spreads to the neighbors of Bavel. Right, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu took out his wrath on Bavel, right, the first galus. So then the neighbors were also affected. Niskalu Shomron is Baruch Hu Shechinaha. But when Shomron, when Yerushalayim was affected, a curse, and we went into galus. Remember that there are four or five kinos that we say after Echa on Tisha B'Av night. One of them is about Shomron and Ahaliva, who are talking to each other, talking about who has it worse. There are two different names of Yerushalayim, and Eretz is also Shomron is one of them. So it's called Shomron is Nisbarchu Shecheinah. But even though when Shomron was cursed, but the Shecheinim of Shomron had a bracha from that event. Where do we see that? Niskalu Bavel, Niskalu Shechinaha. When Bavel was cursed, then its Shechinim were also cursed. Dichsiv v'samtia l'morash kipod v'agmei mayim. I will put it as a morash kipod, right, a place where all animals go and are mazik, and v'agmei mayim, and that whole area will have we'll have swamps, will be affected. Rashi says, v'sham holchos hachayos ra'os u'mazikos. Mikomos asmuchos la de'ayla rasha va'ayla shcheino. Why we're affected? Last amud in Misach Asuka. Ayla rasha va'ayla shcheino. Niska. That's what the natural idea of Bavel. If Bavel is cursed, and there are wild animals going around there. So too, the wild animals will spread to the neighbors of Bavel. Niska la shomron nisbarchu shcheineha. But when it comes to Eretz Yisrael, when we went into Galus to Kaskal, Shomron, Nizbarchu, Shechineha, our Shechinim, though, were blessed. Tichsiv, Vesatish, Shomron, Le'ai, Le'iyasada, Le'mata'ei, Kerem. Even though we were placed, Le'iyasada, right, we were left, and it was left desolate, Le'mata'ei, Kerem. But what does that mean? Right, it'll be good for planting vineyards. Rashi, v'yehenu shcheineha, v'shevachu lashen iskeres latova. Even when something negative happens to Eretz Yisrael, still its neighbors are blessed. Good. Next point. V'yam Rabbi Yirmiyah ben Elazar. Bo re'e shalo kemidas HaKadosh Baruch Hu midas basar v'adam. Hashem is not like people. Midas basar v'adam, mischayev adam hariga l'malchus. When one is chayiv misa to the kingdom, to the government, what do you do? Matil no chika l'topiv. One puts a chika, some type of kli, in order not to make him talk. L'toch piv, kadei shalei kala, that's a melech, because you're worried that now he's chayiv misa, he's going to curse the king. He's going to curse the king, he's upset about what happened. Midas HaKadosh Baruch Hu now, adam is chayiv hariga l'makom, shosek. Person is chayiv misa l'makom, he's quiet, doesn't say anything. Shneamar v'lucha dumiyatihila. To you, silence is the proper praise. Right, we don't say anything. V'lo od elashem mishabeach. Not only that we praise. Right, let's say this is talking about la'asin lavo. When Kadosh Baruch Hu, we see the punishment that we have to last through because of what we did. So we're not only silent. We praise Hashem. We realize that this is the just way. Shneamar tihila, as it says tihila, not only dumiya, but it says tihila. V'lo od elashem domelo kilu makriv karbon. And not only that, it's as if we'll be makriv a karbon at that point by keeping our silence. Shneamar ulecha yushulam neder. And to us, to you Hashem, the neder, the promise will be fulfilled. Right? These yisurin will be like a shilum of a neder. The Marsha points out here, why is there a difference between basar v'adam and HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Because when it comes to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we realize that there's no way they made a mistake. Right? He's Yashar, so there's no reason to complain. Right? We're going to be quiet. He says, maybe he didn't judge properly. Gam lo yari milakalel. And number two, he's not nervous about being cursed. Why? Because what more can happen now? He's already mischayev hariya misa lamalchus. What more? I'm chayev misa. What else can you do? Kiva cha'achar harigasa lo yachol lasos lo klum. Avo bevidas HaKadosh Baruch Hu eno maharher. Why? Two reasons. Number one, devadai yafechivu. Number one, no mistakes in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Tzadik v'yasharhu. There are no mistakes from Hashem. And number two, it's not finished yet. Right, in the next world we could also be affected. Gam yaremi lekalel kivut shegam achar arigaso yachal od laansho bedin gehenim v'lakach shosik milaharer v'yad rabba nosi tihilah laKadosh Baruch Hu al shepara lo ansho ba'olam hazeh k'dil zakoso ba'olam haba. That's why, for two reasons, we're quiet. Number one, we realize HaKadosh Baruch Hu is just. Number two, chiyum misa is not the end. It's not the end of the story. The next world also. There is a Vilna Gaon. Haven't mentioned it in a long time, but once you have the lashon of chika here, you have to mention it. What does it say here? That when it comes to a basar vadam, then we put a chika letoch piv. As we said, chika is a type of kli which makes us not be able to talk. There's a medrash, Parshas Balak. Bilam says, Vayan Bilam Ayomer, Lo Ucha La Avaris Pi Hashem Elokai La Asos Ktana Ogdola. Bilam says to Balak, I'm sorry, I can't violate the Pi Hashem Elokai to do something small or big. I can't. La Asos Ktana Ogdola. Ask the Gra in the Kol Eliyahu. What do you mean something small or big? If you can't do something small, obviously you can't do something big. So why does the Bilam just say, I can't do something small? So of course you can't do something big. Question number one. Question number two is a Medrash Pliya. Medrash Pliya on the Pasuk. Medrash Pliya is a Medrash that you have, like, what is the connection? What is going on here? The Medrash says, on this Pasuk, Vayasem Hashem Davar Befi Bilam. Hashem put something in the mouth of Bilam. Chad Amar Chika, our Pasuk. One says that he put a Chika, he put a type of muzzle. Two different types of muzzles we're going to have here. A Chika is one type of muzzle. Hadahu Dechziv, and this is exactly what it says, Ma Ekov Lo Kavokel. How could I curse someone who was not cursed? V'chad Omar resen. And the other opinion says resen, which is a different type of muzzle. Hadahu dechsiv. The second half of the pasuk, ma ez om lo zo'am Hashem. Yudke vavke. So what does the Medrash mean? Ma ekov l'kab okel ma ez om lo zo'am Hashem. And that's two different types of muzzles. And that's the Hashem put in the mouth of Bilam. What's going on here? Says the Gra. Amnam Yivuar, Dine Achilik, what's the difference between a resen and a chika? Two different types of muzzles. Says the Gra, a chika, what's described in our Gemara, is a needle, a machat kafuf, shenichnas balashon hadag. It's a needle that goes into the tongue of a fish, vidokro shelo yuchalotzi alachutz. It makes it that the tongue cannot come out of the mouth. Basically, it closes up the mouth. It goes through the mouth of the front of the fish, and it makes that the animal cannot put his tongue out. The muzzle, the resin, is the opposite. It pressures the front of the mouth so that the tongue sticks out and cannot go back in. It forces it to stick out. That's the resin. Shelocheis es sifsei abehema, docheik atzum. Tremendous pressure. Atche mitocha lachas zudadkak motzi eloshon alachutz. Because of this pressure, it sticks it outside. So one of them, the chika, makes sure the mouth does not open. And the resin makes sure the mouth stays open and goes further open than the animal, than the fish would have wanted. V'yesh lomar, and he says, the medrash, elu ve'elu. We needed both in that time. We needed the chika to stop Bilam from saying something, and we needed the resin to force Bilam to continue to say something. Why? V'hu, ki tamid hayachote rak lekalel et Yisrael. Bilam wanted to curse the Jews even more than Balak, as he quotes Psukim. What did he want to use then? He wanted to use Shemos of Hashem of Din upon them. He wanted to use Shemos of Din. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to change it to Shemos of Chesed. So what happened? Shem Elokim Mora al Din. So the name Elokim is Din. Kel, which is the beginning of the name of Elokim, is Rachamim. Aleph Lamed is Rachamim. Elokim is Din. Yud Kei Vav Kei is the opposite. Yud and Hey is Din. Yud Kei Vav Kei is Rachamim. So, Bilam says the Gra, Ratzat Tamil Lo'er Hadin al Yisrael, Baskir Olam Shemos Amoram al Din, Avakarish Baruch Hu Achafetz Chesed Barachamav, some Dover Befiv, Be'ez Sheratzal Kalaleim, Shalal Yuchal Haskir Olam Shemos Din. So when he started to say the name of Elohim, Hashem put a chik in his mouth and stopped him. And after he said Aleph Lamed, boom, he stopped him. And he didn't let him say, right, some piv chikal and karbilo shanoshalo yuchal ligmar kol hashem rakat chalaso, which is chesed. And when he wanted to say yud and hey, he wanted to say ka, Hashem put a reset. He forced him to continue. And he forced it to say yud ke vav ke, so that he would say the name of rachamim. So now, answer up all the questions. What does the Medrash say? He put a chik and a resen, right, machlokas, into Bilam's mouth, but what are the psukim? Ma ekov lo kabo kale. Right? How could I curse somebody? Lo kabo kale. That kale doesn't curse. I wanted to say Elokim, but I was forced to say kale. Pirish ekekov imze hashem kale eno al kalov adin. Kim shal chesed. Uma ezom lo za'am yud ke vav ke. Yudke Vavke, Lazam, meaning he was forced from the Yud and the Hay to say Yudke Vavke. And I can't say one of the words that I wanted to say. And now he says, going back to the original, I can't say Davar Ktana Ogdola. What does that mean? I can't say a Davar Ktana. I can't say Yud Aleph and Lamin. I can't say Gdola. I can't say Yudke Vavke. Okay, so that is the Gra relating to the Shemos Hashem. That's an unbelievable Gra. Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara now. We just said that when people are Chayiv Misa, right, different than Midas Basav Adam, Midas HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a person is quiet, and a person is even praises Hashem, and a person is Ki'ilu, even Makrav HaKarbon. V'hainu da'am Rabbi Shua ben Levi. So similar to Rabbi Shua ben Levi, says, Mai dechsev Ovrei, what does the Pasuk say in Tehillim? Ovrei be'emek habacha. A person goes in the valley of crying, Ma'ayan Yishisuhu. He will be placed near a Ma'ayan. Gam Brachos Yate More. Also, Brachos are phrased to translate. Yate More. More usually means rain, right? Yore Umalkosh. Yate, he will be clothed with. But the Gemara darshens every phrase in this pasuk. Ovrei Elu B'nei Adam Sha Over Albert Sonos Lagadish Barachu. Ovrei means those who transgress the will of Hashem. Emek shema'amikin lohem gehenim. What does it mean? Ovrei ba'emek. They transgress ba'emek and they dig themselves into gehenim. Ma'amikin lohem gehenim. We'll come back to that lashon. Habacha shebochin umoridin d'maos kema'ayan shel shisin. Bacha, they cry. And they cry like the ma'ayan of the shisin. Right? The shisin, the pipes that were in the Mizbeach, like the Ma'ayan of the Shisa. That's what we get from Ma'ayan Yishisuhu, from that phrase. They cry, right? Because they realize at that time that it's the Olam HaEmes. Gam brachos yatem more. What does that mean? She matstikin alemas adin. They give brachos. They're matstik the din at that time. Ba'omrim lefanav. And they say in front of Hashem Ribono Shel Olam, Yafe danta, Yafe zachita, Yafe chiyavta, Yafe tikanta, Gehenim l'rishoyim, Gan Eden l'tzadikim. Hashem, you're right. Hashem is, you're exactly right, there's nowhere to hide. The Nefesh HaChayim, Rechaim Yivalajin, in the 12th parak, in Shar Aleph, Parak Yud Beis, he talks about the lashon of Ma'amikin Lohem Gehenim. What does that mean? That when they sin their Ma'amikin Gehenim? Says Rechaim Yivalajin, it means that we create our own area of Gehenim. It's not like Hashem puts us somewhere. We create it. Every Avera of ours is Ma'amik, deepens our state. We all have a Chelek in Gan Eden, and we all have a Chelek in Gehenim. Yeshlam kol Yisrael Yeshlam chelik la'olam haba. Everybody's chelik is different, right? The more we do in this world, the higher chelik. Right? Remember the last vart we said in the Haggadah Shir this year, right? The Reb Schwab quoted the Chafetz Chaim. The Chafetz Chaim said, "What does it mean? Yom shekulo tov, yom shekulo aruch, yom she tzadikim yoshvim." What does that mean? Chafetz Chaim says the place that we're going to be in 100 years from now is the same exact place we're going to be in 1,000 years from now or in 1,000,000 years from now. That's our portion, our chelik of Gan Eden. That's where we're going to be. So wherever we could create, create where we're going to be, the chelik, that's what we have to realize and do our best. So here too, ma'amikin gehenim, says of Chaim Yivalajin. Avala emes, shaha'olam abahu ma'aseh yidei ha'adam atzmo, shehirchiv v'hosif v'hiskin chelik la'atzmo b'ma'asav. We create our chelek. V'lakach amar shekol Yisrael yesh lahem l'kol echad chelek hakedusha v'ha'oros v'atzach tzachos shehiskin v'hosif l'olam haba mima'asav ha'tovim. V'chein onesh gehenim inyano gamkein shehachet atzmo hu onsho. It's the chet itself. V'hu b'chayav b'gehenim mamish ha'makif. I'm creating it right now. My Gan Eden in Gehenim. And that's what it says in Erev in Yutes. He quotes our Gemara. Ritzono lomar shehin atzman ha'ma'amikin la'atzman ha'gehenim u'marchivin oso u'mav'irin oso b'chet ehen. And we expand and we add coals to the fire. That's what we have to realize what ma'amikin is. But obviously, midatov v'yoser, we could create our chelik of Gan Eden with every action that we do in life. So that's what the Gemara says, that Bizman, when we have the din, the cheshvin, we will be matzik all of us a din. Says the Gemara, one second, Aini, is that really true? We're going to be matzik the din, v'yam reb shuvim en lakish, rishayim afilu apischo shol gehenim, enam choshim b'tshuva. Right, there's another statement of Reish Lakish. I'd rather not say it's a machlokas. Reish Lakish says, even at the doorway of Gehenim, the Rishoyim are not going to be chozer b'tshuva. Shene emar v'yatzu v'ra'u b'figrei ha'anashim ha'poshim bi. Right, this is talking about the future. They'll go out and see those who are posheya in me. Shepashu lo nomar ela ha'poshim. It doesn't say shepashu in past tense. Ha'poshim, those who continue to be posheya negligent. Sheposhim b'holchim lo'olam. Right, that they continue to be negligent. So how could you say that they're all going to be chozer b'tshuva? They're going to be matzik all of us that did. It says here they're not going to be matzik that did. So where says lokash haba poshe Yisrael ha ba'ov dekochavim? Well, it depends if it's the poshe Yisrael or the poshe ov dekochavim, the idol worshippers or the connected ones. They will not do tshuva even then. Hachanami mistavra, and this also stop there for a minute before Hachanami. Poshi Yisrael versus Poshi of the Kochavim. 2 points. Number one, Rav Dessler. Rav Dessler writes at Mechtam Elio in the first Chelek, how is this possible? Even in the Olam HaMS, they're not going to do tshuva? How are they? It says even at the doorway of Gehenna, they're not going to do tshuva. How is that possible? They see everything. It's MS. It says Rav Dessler is on page 51 in Chelek Aleph in the Kuntras HaChesed. Ve'ich Yisharu lo sham ta'uyos. Ha'im lo yadu es ra'as avonoseim afilu ba'olam hahu? Says Rav Dessler, I think we mentioned this in a parsha shiur a couple of years ago. Says Rav Dessler, zehu bir ha'inyan. There is a difference between yediya and she'ifa. There's a difference between knowing something and being drawn to something. Sometimes I can know something is bad for me, but I'm going to do it anyway. Right? Some type of food, which is not good for me. This food is terrible. Some type of action, which is terrible for me. But you know what? I'm going to do it anyway. Because I have the she'ifa for it, even though I have the idea that I shouldn't. Says of Dessler, unbelievable. In the Olam HaMS, we're going to have the ultimate in yediyah. We're going to see, see everything as it is, the truth. But our she'ifos aren't going to be able to change then. Our she'ifos are created in this world. Our yediyah is going to be affected in the Olam HaMS. Right, as the Gemara says in Baba Basra, Olam Hafachu. But our she'ifas can't change then. So if somebody has she'ifos towards Ra, Bizman HaZeh, and we don't try to channel and change our she'ifos, then it's not going to change in the next world either. And therefore, even at the doorway of Gehenim, the Rishayim are not going to do tshuva. Kasha Yamas Adam, but Afsho Shava El Olam HaEmes, Hein Tavina Nefesh Es Hadvarim, Kasher Haim, he will understand everything. The Chol Tu'u Yusen is Barulafane, it will become clear. Avil She'ifoseha Haraos, Asher Hayula Bechayeha, the evil She'ifos, Kfar Nikva Uba, the Hayula Kinyan HaNefesh. Al Kain, Afshi is Baru Haros, La Nefesh Kfia Mitasan, Mikamaka Mashifos Yisharu Ba Kamosha Hayu, Vizel Shamran, Afilu apischo shel gehenim shekvar ro'en et sara sara. He sees the fire. He's about to jump into the fire. Doesn't matter. He's not going to be able to change it because the she'ifos are created. And he says, obviously, she'ifos latova are the greater. But those she'ifos, we all have to create our she'ifos in that way. Number one, that's the Rav Dessler that the pischo shel gehenim einan chozim b'tshuva. The other point to mention is the Gemara says the chilek haba poshi Yisrael haba poshi ovdei kochavim. It depends by the Jews who are poshim versus the Ovdei Avodas Kochavim. This relates to the Gemara, the beginning of Masechet Avodah Zarah, Daf Beis, where the Gemara talks about La'asa Lavo, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to bring all of the nations to justice, and he's going to bring Bavel, he's going to bring Rome, and they're all going to say, what do you mean? We all did it, L'shem, B'nai Yisrael. Right, even there, they're not going to admit it. Even though they're going to say, oh, we built these shvakim and we built these shvakim and merchatzos all for the good of Klal Yisrael, v'chulu v'chulu. So you see from that Gemara that even then they're not going to admit. But the important point is there also, they're going to lie. They're going to lie. It says there, oh, we did it for the good of Klal Yisrael. Yeah, we created all these tsaris and we built these roads and kesharim and we created taxes. So even there, Daf Bezma Bez, ask the Brisker Rav. With the Brisker Rav, it's all a Torah. I don't remember exactly what parasha it is, but it's the Brisker Rav on that Gemara in the beginning of Avodah Zarah. So it's a similar question to what Rav Dessler asks here. How could they lie there? How could they lie? So the answer, he says, is that they're not lying. Because in hindsight, l'mafreya, everything was for the Jewish people. Everything in the history of the world somehow had a connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu orchestrating behind the scenes, leading to the ultimate redemption of the Gula Shlema. So really everything was part of the divine plan. So when they're, at that point, they're seeing the Olam HaEmes, they're saying, hey, look, it was all part of the divine plan, we were supposed to do it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, no, but, you know, you ain't right, Averis Tricha, ain't Trichas Kavana, what you would say, but, now, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they're not going to get credit for that. Just because, oh, it was all part of the divine plan, l'mafreya. That's not going to work, right? You can't use that for your benefit, right? It was only b'shaito, it was not for your benefit. Therefore, you cannot get the credit for that. That's an important comment of the Brisker Rav at the beginning of Maseches Avodah Zarah. Okay, so that connects to this Gemara. So Rav Dessler here, Chelek Aleph, page 51, and the Brisker Rav there in this commentary al HaTorah. Good, Hakanami Mistavra, says the Gemara, fourth to last skinny line. This also makes sense, that there's a distinction between Poshe Yisrael and Poshe Avodah Zarah. Deim Kain, because if you don't say that distinction, Kasha de Reish Lakish, Ad Reish Lakish. We have two statements in the name of Reish Lakish. Right? Reish Lakish just said, 5 lines ago, that Rishayim, even at the doorway of Gehenim, are not Chozer B'tshuva. But we have the following. Dam Reish Lakish, Poshe Yisrael, Ein or Gehenim Sholetas Bohen. Poshe Yisrael, the fire of Gehenim, does not have any effect on them. It's not sholeit. Kavachomer mi mizbeach hazav. It's a kavachomer from the mizbeach hazav. The inner mizbeach, right? The inner mizbeach has 3 names: mizbeach haprimi, mizbeach haketores, and mizbeach hazav. 3 names for that inner mizbeach. So here it uses the name of. And each time, it's fascinating. If you do a search in all the chazals, why each name is used in a specific time period, in a specific context. So here mizbeach hazav is specifically used because you'll see what the context is. Ma mizbeach hazav she'ein alav ola ka'ovi dinar zahav. If mizbeach hazav, which just has a little bit of a plated gold, amad kama shanim v'lo sholta b'ha'or, there was so much fire, they burned the ketores on there every single day. And yet the gold wasn't affected. That's why it's called mizbeach hazav here. Poshe Yisrael shemalein mitzvos karimon. So poshe Yisrael that are filled with mitzvos like a pomegranate is full of seeds. Shneamar kepelach harimon rakaseich v'yamar Hashem ben Lakish al tikrei rakaseich el reikaseich. Don't read it rakaseich, but reikaseich, your empty ones. Shafilu reikonin shebecha malayin mitzvos karimon. Even those who are empty amongst you are filled with mitzvos like a rimon. Like a rimon is full of pomegranates. Alachas kama v'kama. So if the mizbeach hazav is protected from fire, so surely even the poshe Yisrael are connected. So you see, there's a stira in Reish Lakish. Right? Reish Lakish says, at the doorway of Gehenna, they don't do tshuva. And it says, they do tshuva. The fire of Gehenna doesn't affect them. So, must be, the difference is, haba poshe Yisrael, haba poshe ovdei kochav. That must be the answer. I think he mentioned, various times when this chazal comes up, the story from Hasidic Tales of the Holocaust. That Yaf Eliyah quotes about the Blushevar Rebbe had one time on Yom Kippur, where there was a certain, Jew, turned German helper that was working for the Germans, and it was Yom Kippur, and the German was forcing him to feed the other Jews food, and they wouldn't take it, and he said, okay, you take a bite. And he wouldn't take a bite, even on Yom Kippur. I think his name was Schneeweiss, and he took a bullet. He would stood up. And that's what the Bolshevik Rebbe said. They understood this chazal, that even the most empty ones are full of mitzvahs karimon. Full of mitzvahs karimon. It's an unbelievable story. Feel free to look there. Says the Gemara, Elohadichsiv, you're telling me this, that even at the doorway of Gehenim, they do tshuva. Elohadichsiv, Ovrei be'emek habacha. So what does it mean in the first pasuk that they violate over beimakapacha hahud mechayve ahi shayt beganim? So if that pasuk is talking about the poshe Yisrael, so what do you mean those are transgressed that they're going to be in the imakapacha? It means for a little bit, right? Everybody has to go to Gehenim for a little bit. Hahud mechayve ahi shayt beganim. They're going a little bit, but then asi Avraham Avinu umasiglo. Then Avraham Avinu is going to pull them out umakabalahu, and he's going to accept them. He's going to save them. He's going to save them. There's another chazal. There's a ruach. There's another chazal that Avraham Avinu is going to make sure they don't go in. He's going to stand there and take them out by their make sure whoever has a bris milah is not going to go in. But that's against this chazal. The chazal says we're going to go in a little bit, and then Avraham Avinu is going to save us. Bar, except for, he's going to save everybody except for those mi Yisrael Shabal Bas Oved Kochavim. Except for a Jew or intermarried. Rechmana Litzlan. Yisrael Shabal Bas Oved Kochavim. She demashcha arlaso velo mevashkerle. Which that has the status of mashkar lasso, maybe literally, maybe figuratively. He tried to cover up his Jewishness. Why? Because his kids aren't going to be Jewish. He's trying to cover up his Jewishness with his progeny. Hashem does, Avraham Avinu does not recognize him. He's not going to pull him out. Right? He didn't separate himself, so Avraham Avinu is not going to separate him from the fires of Gehenna. Maskalor of Gehenna. Rav Kahana says one more line. Hasha da'amr da poshim to pashi vazli. One second. Well, your whole problem is poshlim, because that's present tense, to pashli va'azli, because they continue to be negligent, and that's your problem. Elamayata, dichsiv, hamotzi va'amaleh. What about hamotzi? Right, that's present tense. And ma'aleh. Right, demasiku, demafiku. What, Hashem's still taking us out and bringing us up? No. El demasik va'afik. It means past tense. That could also mean past lachanami, dipashi hu. Also, that could also mean past tense, dipashi. So there's no stira. It can mean that they were poshea, but they weren't still poshea at the moment. Period. Why dafka Avraham Avinu? Why is Avraham Avinu the one to put, why, okay, he was the first Jew. What about Yaakov? Yaakov, who were B'nai Yisrael. So the Rabbi Yaakov Emdin, another Achronim I saw, connect this to the Medrash. Kadosh Baruch Hu tells Avraham Avinu, I'll give you a choice. What do you want your children to suffer through? Do you want them to suffer through Dal Galios, or do you want them to suffer through the fires of Gehenna? And Avraham Avinu says, give them the Dal Galios. That's the Medrash. So that's why he's the one that pulls them out of the fire. They get a little bit of Gehenna. Avraham's like, no, finished. I chose Dal Galios. They went through the Dal Galios, and therefore enough they could come out of Gehenna. That's why Dafka Avraham Avinu, and that's why he pulls them out of Gehenna. And related to this is an unbelievable Meshech Chachma. I think I mentioned this in the past. Meshech Chachma says in Parshas Lech Lecha on the pasuk by the Bris Ben Abasar, Mine Tanur Ashan Velapid Eish, the fire. So he quotes Begehenim Oba Malchios Birer Lo Asa Malchios. Right? He quotes the same Medrash. Hadu Dechsev. And that's the pasuk that says, "Im lo kitzureim micharam." Their rock, Avraham Avinu sold them. Ze Avraham. Right. That's the medrash that he chose. Dalad Malchias. Ilafizet. So says the Meshech Chachma. Asi Shapir. What's the message? What's the message? He says, "Dalad Galios." We go into Galus. We're separated. We're downtrodden. We're forced. We're subjugated. Right. We're tortured. Anti-Semitism. That's Galus. That's a Jew in Galus. Every other nation in Galus, that's not Galus, because they assimilate. They become part of the nation, right? It's the melting pot. Whatever nation, let's say there's a country that gets destroyed. So they just go into Galus and they become part of the new nation. That's not Galus. They don't have that punishment. Galsa Yehuda Meoni. He explained, we have halachas to say separate. We can't marry with them. We can't eat with them. We can't drink the wine with them. We have galus. And that's why it's a punishment for us. But, and that's why Avraham Avinu saves us. But somebody who intermarried, somebody who assimilated, so he didn't have the punishment of galus. So Avraham Avinu can't take him out. Because the whole message of Dalad Galios didn't apply to this guy. Given you bal anachris imkin enochoshes lehisbolus ba'amim ve'en galus so galus lakenu balagehenim shein bebrisa shalav ravinu. And that's why he goes into Ravinu can't take him out because he didn't have the Dalad Galios sholit on him. That's the Meshech Chachma in Parshas Lech Lecha. Beautiful, beautiful thought. Weiter. Says the Gemara, V'yamar Rebbe Yirmiyah ben Elazar. Next statement. Shlosha psachim yesh legehenim. There are three doors to Gehenim. Three doorways to Gehenim. Echad ba-midbar, v'echad ba-yam, v'echad b'Yerushalayim. The desert, in the Yam, and in Yerushalayim. Bamidbar, right? The Marsha says you need, right, they have all different areas, right? You can't run away from God. Can't run away, right? We quoted the Gemara on Erev Yontif. Remember the Gemara about the Gemara in Sukkah with Shlomo HaMelech, right? He tried to save his two scribes and he sent them to Luz and they dropped dead right on the spot. And the Malach HaMelech says, it's exactly where I needed them. Right? You can't run away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Bamidbar, Dechsiv, Veyerdu Heim, V'chol HaShalem Chaim Sha'ola, right? By Korach. Bayam, Dechsiv, Mibetan Sha'ol, Shavasi Shamata Koli. Right, that's the Yam. B'Yerushalayim dechsev ne'um Hashem asher or lo b'tzion v'tanur lo b'Yerushalayim. So there's an oven in Yerushalayim. V'tanur dver b'Yishmael asher or lo b'tzion zu gehenim v'tanur zu b'Yerushalayim zu pischa shel gehenim. So three doorways. Says the Gemara v'suleka, that's it. V'amr of Meryon, amr of Shimon Levi, v'amri latana, rabba bar Meryon, b'debei, Rabbi Yochanan b'Zakkai. Shtei tamaros yesh b'gei ben hinom. There are two palm trees in Gei ben Hinnom, v'olo ashen mibeneihem. And smoke goes out from between them. V'uzui sheshaninu, sidi harabarzal ksheros. This was referred to in the Mishnah in Sukkah, that you could use sidi harabarza for lula, their kosher, from there. V'zui pischa shel gehenim. So you see, there's a fourth doorway to Gehenim. Dilmahani Yerushalayim. That's Yerushalayim. Who says that? Gabe and Enom. They say that's in the valley. It's a valley outside, right? Outside the old city walls. Called the Valley of Behinom. Right? That's in Yerushalayim. Good. How could Avraham Avinu be at three doorways at one time? Right? Pulling him out of Gehenim? So that's what the Imre Amos says. Well, the same way Eliyahu Navi is at five different bristim at the same time. Avraham Avinu could be at the same place. Okay, three doorways to Gehenim. Yamar Shimon Levi, Zayin Shemos Yish Gehenim. There are seven names of Gehenim. Ve'elohein, Sha'ol, Va'avadonu, Ber Shachas, Ubor Sha'on, V'titayavan, V'tzalmaves, V'eret HaTachtis. And we quote a pasuk for each one. Sha'ol Dechsiv, Mibetan Sha'ol Shavasi, Shamata Koli, Ivadon Dechsiv, Ha'isupar Ba'kever Chastecha, Emunascha B'Ivadon, Ber Shachas Dechsiv, Ki Lo Sazov, Nafshi L'Sha'ol, Lo Sitin Chasidecha L'Ro Shachas, right, that's what we say at the Siyim, Ber Shachas, V'ubar Sha'on V'titayavan, Dechsiv, Ya'aleni Mibor Sha'on Mititayavan, David HaMelech says, you saved me, V'tzalmaves, Dechsiv, Yoshua Choshech Mitzalmavis. There's Tachdis, Gemarahu. That's Misara. By the way, the first one, it's not Beferish, but it's Yonah talking. So you know that's referring to the low down depths in the Mayim. Vesu Laki asked the Gemara Vika Gehenim. So what about Gehenim? There are seven names to Gehenim. What about Gehenim? No. That's not the real name. Right? That's the descriptive name. Geisha Amuka Kegehinom. It means the valley that is deep as the valley of Hinnom. Shakol Yordan Lal Iske Hinnom. That many all go down there for Eske Hinnom. What's Hinnom? The Bach changed it to Chinam, meaning for nothingness. For nothingness. Hinnom also might mean Arayos, but we go down for nothingness. It's fascinating, though, that we call it Gehenim. We don't call it any of these other names. It could be because we don't really want to mention it. It's kind of like, you know, the some machlis. You want to say, right, you say Yenamachla. You don't want to mention it by name. Right? You don't want to say something raw. So maybe that's the point. While we call it Gehenim, the Gemara says, because that's not a real name. The seven real names, we don't say any of the seven real names. We just say Gehenim. Vayika Tifteh, another name. What about Tifteh? Another name. Dechsiv ki aroch me'asmo Tifteh. The Gemara says again, hahu, that's just a descriptive. Shekolam mispate be'yitzro yipol sham. That just means anyone who is seduced by his Yetzer, Yipol Sham, he will fall there. That's Tifteh, but that's not, again, a real name. Gazol Gehenim, Gan Eden, Amrei Shlakish, Im Be'eretz Yisrael, who Beit Sha'an Pischo. If it's an Eretz Yisrael, we don't know where Gan Eden is. Rov Rishonim, the Ramban says it Beferish. The Rabbi Nebuchai says it. And others say, Gan Eden is a Makam on earth. It's a Makam in Olam Hazeh. That's why he says here, if we're, right, maybe Gehenim, maybe we have some different Mesoras where they might be. But Gehenim, so Gan Eden, it's a place in this world, we don't know where it is. So if it's in Eretz Yisrael, it's by Beit Sha'an, right? There's the unbelievable fruit by Beit Sha'an. V'im Baravia, Beit Garam Pitcho. V'im Bein Hanaharosu, Dumaskinin Pitcho. Okay, somewhere. Bibavel, in Bavel, Abaya Mishtabech Bepere de Me'ever Yamina, Rava Mishtabech Bepere de Harpina. They each praise the fruit of a different area. Isn't it fascinating? There's only one doorway to Gan Eden and three doorways to get into Gehenim. Right, Kadosh Baruch Hu wants to make it easier to get into Gehenim. and he wants to get them in quicker. So that's a question all the Achronim ask, that question, why there are more doorways to Gehenim than Gan Eden. That is the Maharshal's question. So one answer given is that Gehenim is much bigger than Gan Eden. Right, Gan Eden, the Gemara says, is 1/60th of Gehenim. Right, the Gemara says, Msachim. So it's bigger, it's got to have more doors. Or the Ian Yaakov says that, as the Gemara said up above, that Rishon even a pischo shel Gehenim in a chozer b'tshuva. Hashem wants door. It doesn't mean three different doorways. It just means like ante rooms. You go through one, you get to another one. You get to another one. You have to give them more chance to do tshuva. So more doorways, more hallways before you get into the ikar room. Or others say maybe he doesn't want to have them to have inui hadin, right? Just get in quick, right? You don't have to wait and have to suffer before you get there. Okay, either way. This took us through the blot and a half of Agadata in the beginning of the second paragraph of Erevin. Now we get back to Erevin discussions, back to the first Mishnah in the Perek. Right, so this first Mishnah, Perekos and Pasin. Oh, I didn't read the Ritva. I wanted to read the Ritva yesterday. The Ritva, the first Mishnah, let's review for a second. So the Mishnah discussed Os and Pasin, the Ole Regalim needed to give water to their cows, so they're allowed to create this semi-enclosed area, which is a tremendous chiddush, because it is paritz meruba al ha'omed. And it's still mutter. Still mutter to use this area. It's paritz meruba al ha'omed. We have the Mishnah at the end of the first parak. Isn't that a din to oraisa? Isn't that a violation? And according to the other opinion, you're even allowed to have pirtza yose meyaser. That's a machlokas, which we're going to get back to. But paritz meruba al ha'omed you're allowed to have? That's a tremendous chiddush. So the Ritva has two, so the Tosfos here says, yeah, Tosfos says that's part of the din d'oraisa. Paritz meruba al ha'omed is a problem, but in this context, it's mutter. This is another idea. Listen to the lashon of the Ritva. Shemida oraisa. I'm sorry. Va'nachon yota kishidas Tosfos ki mechitzin halacha l'moshe misinai. As we learned, ve'ein kulam shavos. There are many different halachas of mechitza that are halacha l'moshe misinai, and pasi biros are one of them. It's all part of different situations. You're allowed to do this. Pitikra yored v'sosim. Good achas mechitzta. Ein mechitzas gediyim bokenbo. And all the different laws of mechitzas. Hachanami, kachi din Torah. Tekoshi ish mechitzas shleimos bizavios. Shir ama lochol tzad. Kein pasi biros. Shepas achad chashuva mechitza gemura v'lo tipasa. Mishapirtza ba'olam. That's what they said. Right? There's a different ideas of mechitza on even a d'oraisa level. It's a very, very, it's a big chiddush. But again, you have mechitzin, and you have pasi biros, you have some mechitz on all four sides. That's one thing you don't have in other contexts. All four sides for the Ole Regalim, you're allowed to have. Good. Weiter. Ubanan kamaloshte v'chulu. So we had the Mishnah said you have two groups of animals going in, either six or eight animals. Pshita, kiva the tarnalei dekshuros havi anan yadin and delavi musaros. Why does it have to say tied and not loose? Once it says ties, I know they're not loose. Mao the teima kshuros ke'en kshuros avo mamishlo. You might think kshuros means as if they're tied, just next to each other, but not literally. Kamash malo velo mutaros. You know, velo mutaros, that's why it's emphasized, it is literal. Achra v'lechas v'achas yotzeis, one going in, one going out. Tana, ravka nichneses v'ravka yotzeis. Good. Tana Rabbanan. So how wide? The Mishnah gives measurements in terms of animals, but not in terms of amos. So what's the measurement? Tana Rabbanan. Kama rosha v'ruba shapara shte amos. Front to back, we assume a cow is two amos long. The kama ovia shapara, that's what's important for us now. What about the width of a cow? Ama v'shne shlishi ama. Each animal is 1 2/3 amos wide. 1 2/3 amos. Shehen ka'aser, div Rabbi Meir. According to Rabbi Meir, right, he was the more machmir opinion, which is about 10 amos. That's what Rabbi Meir says. You're only allowed to have 10 amos in between. Remember, according to Rabbi Meir, the chiddush of the Mishnah is only paritz meruba al ha'omed. It's not pirtza yoser meyaser. That's Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, kishlosh esre'ama, arbas re'ama, 1 2/3 times 8 is about 13 or 14. So the Gemara, that's the Braisa. So the Gemara, kaser, ha'aser avian. What do you mean? It's exactly. What does Rabbi Meir mean? 1 2/3 times 6 is exactly 10. What do you mean? It's as if it's about 10. No, mishum debayla misti seifa kishlosh esrei, because this next line says about 13. That's why he says about 10. Kishlosh esrei tvei avyin. But what do you mean? It's even more. It's the opposite direction. It's not almost 13. It's more than 13. It's 13 1/3 to be exact. Mishum debayla misti karbasrei. No, the next line is about to say like 14. Ukarbasrei halo havya, but it's not really like 14. So Amar Papa, Yisteir Usal Shloshes Reivena Magiyas Larbasre. It's in between. So between 13 and 14 amos is 13 and a third. That is the maximum shear that Rabbi Yehuda has in between the pasei biros. And if you have more than that, you have to put extra, right, the stance. So Amar Papa. What's the case of machlokas? Bibar Shmona, and you can look in the picture book bank, some of them have the picture of this year. Bibar Shmona, dukule amo lo pligi to lo binim shutin. If the pit itself is 8 amos wide, you need an ama, we just said. How long is every cow? 2 amos. So if the boar is 8 amos wide itself, you need 2 amos on each side for the animal to stand on. So the area that you need enclosed is 12 amos. Right? You need, let's say, an animal on each side. The pit is 8 amos. You have an animal on each side, it's 12 amos. Each pass takes up 1 ama on each side. So take away another 2, that's 10. So that's not going to be a case of machlokas. Because there you don't need any extra pshutin in between. Because it works out, if you do the math, to only be 10 amos that are in between the pasin, which is fine. But if the bar is 12 amos wide, so do the math. You got to add 4 amos. Because you have a cow on each side, which is 2 amos long. So it works out to be an area of 16. You take away 2, because 1 ama on each side is covered by the pas. So what do you have in between? You have 14. So the Kolayam al-Pligid Divina Pshutin. Even Rabbi Yehuda would agree that you need to add there. Because, right, remember, his maximum is 13 and a third. Ki Pligi Mishmon Ad Shtemesrei. The Machlokas is if it's in between. Right? Meaning, if the area in between the Pasen are going to be somewhere between 10 Amos and 13 and a third Amos. L'Rabbi Meir, Binam Pshutin. L'Rabbi Meir, Yini Pshutin. L'Rabbi Yehuda, Lo Binam Pshutin. I've Rapapa, Maikam Ashbal Antanina. What's the Chiddush of Rapapa? He just explained this to me. We learned it. That's what the Mishnah says. So Rav Papa Brisa Lo Sham Yileva Kamashlan Ke Brisa. He didn't know this Brisa up above that was quoted about that said the measurements of 10 and 13 and 14. So he just explained it. Fine. The Gemara hardly ever says that. Usually Pshita we have to come up with an answer. So here we were able to say no. He didn't hear that Brisa. Okay. Arach Yoser Batel Chitzes Chatzer Sheyavsha Simon. Right. That's a mnemonic to the following questions that Abaye as Rabba all related to our Mishnah. But number one, Boy Mine Abaye Me Rabba. According to Rabbi Meir, you have to add, if it's more than 10 amos in between, you have to add on pasin. What about if you didn't add on pasin, you just lengthen the diumdin? Is that okay? If you just lengthen the diumdin to make that there's less than 10 amos? Yes, Rashi, what's the havamina that it would be bad? Why wouldn't he be able to do that? So Rashi says it could be that part of this issue is hecker. And if it's just longer on the corners, that does not constitute a hecker. Right, you need a hecker. You need, if it's 10 amos, you have to have a separate pas. That's the havamina. So, amelei teni tua. What do you mean? We learned in the Mishnah. Ubevacha yarbe bepasin. My lav demarach bediumde. Doesn't yarbe mean lengthen? So lengthening would also be okay? Lo. Demafish vav pshutin. Maybe yarbe means, no, you add on separate pshutin. So the Gemara says, no, ihachi hai ubevacha yarbe bepasin. Ache yarbe pasin mi boile. You should have used a different lashon. Yarbe pasin if you meant to add on separate ones. So Tanihashi ever pasin, yeah, maybe that's what it should say. So there could be a riot that it's no good. Igadam, but it's not foolproof either anyway. Igadami, or this is the version of the discussion. Amalei Tani Tua, we learned in the Mishnah. This is what Rabba answered Abaya. Ubavacha Yarbe Bipasin. My love de mafish vavib shutin. Doesn't that mean that you add on extra ones? Lo, de marak vidyumtin. No, it means you could lengthen it. Takanaim Mistafra, Dimitaktani Ubavacha Yarbe Bipasin Shvamina. So the exact opposite. Maskana. Fine. Question 2. Boimini Abayame Rabba. Yoser Mishloshisre Amo Vishlish Rabbi Yehuda Mahu. What about if it's more than 13 and a third according to Rabbi Yehuda? Which is better to do? To enclose the area. Which is better? Pshutin Avid? Obediumdin Marich. Is it better to add on separate pasin? Or is it better to be Marich Lediumdin? Again, Rashi's issue might be, is this an issue of Mechitza? Or is this an issue of Hecker? Amalei Tani Tua, what we learned. Kamahein Muku Ravin, we learned in the Tosefta, which expands on the Mishnah. Kamahein Muku Ravin Kedei Rosh Avruba Shapara. How close could it be? You have to be able to fit the cow inside, meaning 2 amos on each side of the bar. The Kamah Meruchak, and how far you'll let it go. Afilu Kurv, Afilu Kirayim, even a huge, very big, very large area. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, no, there's a limit. Beis Sasayim Mutter, Yosem Beis Sasayim Aser. Right? No, it's up to a Beis Sasayim, as we had in the Mishnah. So Rabbi Yehuda, as we mentioned, brings in a concept which we hold in a totally different... The Chachamim are about to argue on this. We hold of the limit of Beis HaSayim in a totally different context. In a karpef, an area that is not meant for residential purposes, that has a limit of Beis HaSayim, which we'll talk about later in the parak. Nothing to do with the pasin. That's what the Rabbanan argue on him right now. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Iyata mode bedir v'sar v'muksa v'chatzer. Don't you agree by these areas? Afilu bas chameshes kur, afilu bas asar kur, and shemutter. Don't you agree by these areas that are set up for residential purposes that it's mutter? Even if it's bigger, so what are you putting a limit here? You're using it for water. Rashi said in the Mishnah, remember? Rashi said they're using it to feed your animal. That's considered a usage. Amar lahen, no, zumachitza ve'elu pasin. It's two different worlds. Here we're talking about pasin. That case of karpe, we're talking about mechitzas, different worlds. That's the end of the brisa. The Tosefta. So now the Gemara says, v'im isa, if it's true that you just need to lengthen it, so zu mechitza mi boile, that it's not a pasin issue, it's a mechitza issue. So it sounds like that according to Rabbi Yehuda, the fact that he's mechalig, it must be that he wants you to add extra ones and not just extend, because that would be called mechitzas also. So Gemara said, no, hachi kamar, there's no raya. Maybe what he meant to say is zu toras mechitza aleha. No, this is in the world of mechitzos upirtosav be'eser, and you're subject to the regular rules of 10 for openings by your karpef. The elu, what I'm talking about is toras pasin aleha upirtosav and b'shloshes riyama b'shlish. I have different rules in this context. That's why I will have different maximums and different allowances. I'm only going to allow 13 and a third. So I'm only going to allow a based on Sayim, even though it is ledira purposes, even though it is to give your animal to drink. So we end up saying no raya. Third question. What if somebody has a pile of dirt? And it's a very steep pile of dirt. It goes up 10 tfachim within 4 amos. Goes up 10 tzachim and then 4 amos. Nidam mishim diyumet, o eno nidam mishim diyumet. If you have that at a corner outside your water well, right, are you allowed to use that for a diyumet? So it depends. Amar lei tenitua, Reb Shimon Elazar Omer. Shimon Elazar says, Haisa sham even merubaas. We have also in that same Tosafta, what if you have a big rock? Could you use a big rock? Well, it depends if you could chisel it out. Remember we had chokakin earlier? Could you... as if you chiseled out. Rowan, you view it. Kol she'ilu techa lake, if you could chisel it out. V'yeshba amalakan v'amalakan, if you could have an ama right angle on each side, meaning if you could visualize a diumid inside, then nidam shem diumid. V'imlavein or nidam shem diumid. If not, you can't. That's the Tanakama. Rabbi Shmuel ben Osher, Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka, Omer, Haisa Shem Evan Agula. What if there's not a square or Evan, but if there's a round Evan? Rowan, you could again say Rowan. Kol she'ilu techa kek v'techa lek, if you could chisel it out. V'yesh ba'amalakan v'amalakan, it can have an am on each side, nidab shiv diyumad. V'vlam inu nidab shiv diyumad. So the first opinion says it about a square and the rock, and the second one says it about a round rock. But my kevifli, what's the machlokas between them? Mar savar chad rowan amrinon, shrei rowan lo amrinon. The first opinion says, you're allowed to do one rowan, meaning if it's square, you already basically have the right angles. You just got to chisel it out. So it's one rowan. But you don't say two rowan. You don't say you view round as if it's square, and then you view it as if it's chiseled out. You don't say two rowans. Second opinion says even two rowan. So that's the same achlok as Rabbah says in our case. You have a pile of dirt. You're going to have to do two rowans. So therefore, the same achlok as would apply. Period. One more. Ba'aminei abayamei Rabbah. Chitas hakanim. Kana pachos bishlosha. You know what? It's going to take a few minutes. We have to daven. Let's stop here. Let's stop by the fourth question. Ba'aminei. We'll stop here. Mezashem, we will continue with this tomorrow. Okay, we'll stop here.